Thursday, August the 6th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with a procrastination boo. The conference is now over, and I want to reflect a little bit on one paper that was presented yesterday in relation to evolution and procrastination. April Gonzalez and Joseph Ferrari from DePaul University in Chicago were presenting some preliminary data they have from an evolutionary perspective. April has a background in science and wanted to think about what could be adaptive about procrastination. Because as she put so succinctly, and as written by one of the foremost authorities on evolutionary psychology, David Buss, we have a Stone Age brain living in a modern world. And so what was adaptive for our ancestors may not be adaptive for us. And although April and I don't agree necessarily on all of the ways she puts that together, I think she's got a great idea with thinking about the evolutionary significance of any behavior. So what might be the evolutionary basis, the cause in that regard of procrastination? Well, I think one of the key things here is the old adage, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. You know, our ancestors didn't have the guarantee of a future the same way that we feel in our modern world, with much greater safety and less foraging for food constantly, and predation and all that sort of thing. And so we've got a brain that might be a little bit more impulsive than might be good for us in a modern world. So one of the things that we do have is that, and another part of our Stone Age brain is probably the fact that we discount future rewards. Rewards that are in the future just look smaller than rewards that are in the present. This comes from the work of Ainsley and others. We've certainly written about it in our own procrastination research when we look at how people discount future rewards and in favor of the immediate reward. And I've talked about that as giving in to feel good. But the other way to think about it is that we just don't see the future reward as pleasurable as the immediate reward. In any case, this evolutionary perspective then leads us to have some basic human tendencies, a bias in the way our brain works, to be more impulsive, to do what's at hand, and to discount things that are in the future. And together, these things set us up for a situation where we will put off our long-term goals in favor of short-term pursuits, again, given the assumption that that was more adaptive for our ancestors. But in a modern world where you'll book a plane ticket 6 months, a year prior to the departure and show up at the airport on that day at that time and it's set up to go, we know that we have a lot of coordinated activity where we have to take into account these long-term plans and long-term goals. So food for thought today is about the fact that all behavior has evolutionary origins in terms of its adaptiveness. And some of it actually can be just a byproduct, but I won't get into that. And I'll just say that I think two of the things we have to think about is that we are humans by nature, rather impulsive, and we have some irrational aspects to our thinking, and one of them is temporal discounting. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.